This is Apollo Control at 8 hours, 12 minutes. At the present time, the crew aboard Apollo 14 is preparing to begin a series of star sightings. They will do this in computer program 23, taking sightings and marks on three stars to update the onboard guidance system's knowledge of where it is and where it's going. At this time, here in Houston at the Manned Spacecraft Center and also at North American in Downey, California, teams of engineers are in the process of putting together a set of procedures and evaluating the tasks involved in running through a set of checks on the probe and drogue assembly on board the spacecraft. Once this set of procedures is worked out and the flight director and team of flight controllers here in Mission Control have had a chance to evaluate them, a decision will be made as to whether or not to attempt removing the probe and drogue assembly and also bringing up the television to transmit television pictures of the evaluation back to Earth. Once that decision is made, it's estimated that it will take about 2 hours to get the lines up between Goldstone and Houston so that we can receive the television picture. We still have some 3 hours, 50 minutes of acquisition time remaining at Goldstone before a handover is made to the Honeysuckle Station. The estimate is that it would take probably on the order of 6 hours' time to get circuits up between Honeysuckle and MSC to allow transmission of television from Honeysuckle to here. And more than likely, any television received at Honeysuckle would be recorded for later playback and would not be transmitted live to Houston. However, the plan would be to transmit television live from Goldstone some 2 hours after a decision to remove the probe and drogue was made. Our best estimate on when that decision might be made is that it would probably be no sooner than 30 to 40 minutes. We'll keep you advised on any changes in that. At 8 hours, 15 minutes, this is Apollo Control.